Stuart, how's the mood in the camp after the game in midweek?
Yeah, mood's good. We've got a couple of injuries which are causing a little bit of concern for the weekend, obviously a suspension. But no problem with the mood. It was a good game the other night against a good side. So, onwards and upwards.
You mentioned injuries, Adam Chickson, how's he?
Yeah, unfortunately Chicks, last minute of games, had a bit of a thigh issue. Probably looking at minimum, I don't want to put a timescale on, but it's a bad one, so he'll be out for the foreseeable.
And Romain obviously out suspended as well, that'll be a big miss.
Yeah, spoke to him today. We know he's passionate and he's a leader for us, but it was a silly booking by him. I get his point, the lad probably should have got a yellow card for the sort of forearm into his head, but he had enough time to calm down, he just couldn't cool his temper and deservedly got a yellow card, which obviously misses Saturday, which is a blow for him. It's certainly a blow for us.
So Charlton then, what sort of game are you expecting?
Another open, good game. They had a terrific game the other night. Oxford won all. I think if you look, the big thing for them in the summer, they kept the two key players. They kept McGuinness and they kept Ricky Holmes. For me, really good players at this level. And obviously they took two of our influential players in Clarkie and Marsh. So he's built a good squad, Cal. I think they'll be one of the few clubs who've got genuine ambitions of being automatic contenders. So it's going to be a tough game, there's no doubt. But, two good sides going at it, and it's about taking your chances, defending well, getting a bit of luck. But I think it'll be another open game, yeah.
You mentioned your two players, Matt Marshall, I don't think might not make it. Is that'll be a bonus for you boys?
It certainly will. I spoke to Marsh after his knee op. Earlier in the blow for him to miss a part of the season, but he's come back stronger. Then unfortunately I think he's nicked his thigh a little bit, but you never know with Marsh, he recovers quickly, so he might be involved. But yeah, I mean, they've got a lot of good players, Charlton. The boy who's playing out on the left at the minute scored a hat-trick at Fleetwood not long ago, so yeah, they've, as much as I'll be pleased if Marsh isn't involved on the bench or whatever, they've still got enough quality players in the squad.
Finally for me, Stuart, two of your former clubs contesting the League Cup semi-final back north of the border. You were in charge of Motherwell last time they played Rangers, of course, in that League Cup semi. How do you see this one going?
Really tough to call. Motherwell on a really good run of form at the minute. They've got a good system they're playing to. They've got up front in Malt, they've got a goal scorer and a match winner. There's no doubt about that. Some good young lads that were there when we were there. Myself and Kenny are coming through. They've got a good spirit. They're on a upward curve at the minute, got good momentum. Rangers have, likes of Dorans and that, have got some top quality players who've, played at a good level. It'll be an interesting game. Will Rangers' firepower, which they've done well of late, be enough? No, but I think it's an intriguing game. It's a really tight game to call.